The next presidential primary takes place tomorrow in one of the most racially diverse states in the country. New York is home to one of the country's largest Asian populations, and candidates are vying for Asian American support at the polls. But as NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, that might not be possible for any of the candidates.
There's not much that will stop Brenda Nguyen from going door to door for Bernie Sanders. Not even a fourth floor walk up in one of Brooklyn's Chinatowns.
Hi, we're volunteers from the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign.
Okay. Now, here's the irony. Nguyen can't vote herself. She missed a deadline to register with a party before New York's closed primary. But she says she's still talking it up here in her neighborhood with as many voters as she can. Everyone except her father.
It's a very sad moment when you realize your dad is going to vote for Donald Trump.
He's a former refugee from Vietnam and actually can't vote in the Republican primary because he didn't register with the party in time. As for other Asian American voters, Nguyen says she doesn't get very far with many of them either.
They're like, oh, I'm not gonna vote. I'm like, but why? It's like right there. You have no reason not to cast your vote and get out.
Getting Asian Americans to the polls, though, is a challenge in New York and around the country. They're the fastest growing racial group in the U.S. and among the least likely to vote in elections.
We just can't sit at home and not participate.
Mamita Ahmed is another volunteer for the Sanders campaign. She recently worked at a phone bank in Jamaica, Queens, hosted by the Bangladeshi American Advocacy Group.
I have to make sure I let them know that it is really crucial that they come out. You know, we have a front runner who's talking about banning Muslims.
That may drive more Asian Americans to vote. But Jerry Vadamala of the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund says they'll need to clear a major hurdle in New York. Only registered party members can vote in the closed primary.
Chinese Americans, almost half in New York, are not registered in any party. So they're basically shut out from the primary process.
And so are many other ethnic groups among the more than 900,000 eligible voters in New York who are Asian. Still, this election season has not been your average presidential race, where the Democrats and the Republicans already have their presumptive nominees before the New York primary.
It's going to be close, and that's why you have this sort of unprecedented outreach to communities like the Asian American community.
I mean, how often does President Bill Clinton give stump speeches in a Chinese banquet hall in Flushing, Queens? Well, he gave one for Hillary last week.
Now let's give President Bill Clinton a good Queens welcome.
After Democratic Congresswoman Grace Meng, the first Asian American from New York elected to Congress, introduced him.
Your community has been great for America. It's been a blessing of hard work and family values and lifting up.
65-year-old Joe Gong was in the audience.
Asian Americans tend to vote more traditionally.
Is Hillary a traditional candidate?
Yeah, more than Bernie. Asian Americans seem as more left of center.
Gong says for him it was a hard choice between Hillary and Bernie, but not for 22-year-old Catherine Xie.
It was so easy because he just makes sense to me.
Xie was waiting outside the banquet hall after the event, and she said she's feeling the burn. And what about her parents?
I don't think they've been focusing on politics at all.
She says they're focused more on news from China.
And you feel differently?
Yeah, because we're living here, so we should be more focused on the politics here.
And the politics here are trying to pull in more Asian American voters like her. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.